We're back with Teacher Talk, sponsored by the Columbus Education Association, who is solely responsible for the views expressed. I'm Sue Miziak, your host. Before we begin today's interview, I'd like to mention the State of Ohio War of 1812 Research Contest for grades 7 through 12. There's $10,000 in cash prizes, and the contest is sponsored by the Ohio Bicentennial Commission and Medical Mutual. This is such a great opportunity for social studies students and their teachers to explore the War of 1812 in Ohio. For more information, go online to warofeighteentwelve.ohio.gov/contest or Google Ohio War of 1812 Bicentennial Commission. And now let's get back to today's program. Tonight, we are going to learn about the Educational Council of Franklin County. They have positioned themselves as a forum where district superintendents, administrators, teachers, and parents can meet, collaborate, and support the practices which impact student learning. Joining me this evening is the CEO of the Educational Council, Dr. John Farley. Well, welcome back to Teacher Talk, John.
Thanks, Sue. It's been a while since I've been on Teacher Talk, and it's good to be back. I'd like to thank you and WCBE for having us on.
Well, great. And of course, I'm always interested in what John Farley is doing, because at one time he was my assistant principal, and then he moved on into administration, and you were on here talking, I believe, about grant writing and all kinds of ways to help bring in more funds and more enrichment to the students of Columbus City Schools. But hey, I think I'm saying a little too much. John, I want you to tell me about your professional background, especially with the Columbus City Schools and beyond, because like me, you retired from Columbus City Schools a couple of years ago.
I did. I was very fortunate to have virtually all of my 40-year career in education in the Columbus City Schools. I started in 1970 as a teacher at Linda McKinley High School. Afterwards, I went to building administration and teacher training in the middle part of my career, and I finished up as director of secondary curriculum and instruction, as assistant to one of our past superintendents, and then started the development office in Columbus Schools. So all of that training in grants and programs and so forth really came in handy as I moved on to the current position that I have.
And your current position is with the Educational Council. And, you know, it's really funny, John, because many, many years ago, I did a program about the Educational Council. And I think that was maybe when it was first starting out or within the first couple of years. And how did you get involved with it and why?
Well, I came to the council, Sue, after my retirement, actually in March of 2012. So I've been there about a year and a half. Prior to that, I had worked with the Ed Council as a Columbus administrator. So I very well knew the history, the programs, and the personalities, and had a hand in helping start some of the programs that the Ed Council had since the year 1986 when it first began.
Well, okay, good. So let's talk a little bit about the origins of the Ed Council and why it was created and where you're located.
Well, I'll try and be brief here. The Ed Council was founded through an agreement called the Win-Win Agreement, and some of you listeners may remember that from either your history books or you were around when
it was
signed.
I was around.
Yes, we both were at the time. The Win-Win Agreement settled a dispute between Columbus City Schools Board and the boards of suburban districts within Franklin County over students and annexation rights and boundaries. And with that agreement in 1986, it was also felt very important that the superintendents of all of these districts have a regular forum that they could come together, not just once a year, but on a regular basis to look at common problems, to discuss collaborative programs. And thus, the Ed Council was created as an organization to foster that.
Now, did they happen to perhaps share resources as well? Because it seems like when you're collaborating, you know, one person may have one thing that somebody else needs or some expertise that they need. So was that part of the idea or
that
the deal
was,
as well?
Absolutely. That was part of the equation, that some districts, smaller districts than Columbus especially. Everyone is smaller than Columbus, that's right. But it wasn't only Columbus. Columbus could learn from the other districts and yes. vice versa. So the sharing of resources, not only with each other, but also resources that are out in the community. So the collaboration really was threefold. It was Columbus City Schools, it was the suburban districts, and then it was community agencies who themselves had an interest in the education of young people.
You know, I always like hearing about those kinds of collaborations, those kinds of partnerships, because it really shows us that we are a true community, and we're not just out for ourselves, and we're a true community to help educate the kids who live in Franklin County. Well, now, John, who are the members of the Educational Council, and tell me a little bit about your current mission.
Well, the members are, as it was back in 1986, the superintendents of the 16 public school districts in Franklin County. We also have a foundation board of trustees that is representative of the population of Franklin County. So we really have two boards. Our governing board, again, is the superintendents, and our trustees are ones who do a lot of work in terms of friend raising and resource development out mm-hmm. in the community. Basically, our mission is to ensure that all students in Franklin County are prepared for success in college, career, and life. And at the same time, we see that that can best happen if their districts are open to and have the opportunity to collaborate with each other. So the Ed Council really aims, and this is our vision, to be a premier facilitator of collaborative and innovative opportunities for kids, not just in Columbus City Schools, but throughout Franklin County with all 16 of our member districts. Our catchphrase really is 16 districts, one mission.
Wow.
And we hope to be a national model for others around the country on how a county can come together and collaborate on behalf of kids.
Wow. But that's a pretty ambitious goal, not only in terms of looking at a national model, but it's also an ambitious goal within a county, because certainly there's always going to be, I would think, some differences between approaches in districts and in terms of how they're using resources, et cetera. Well, speaking of resources, then, how are you funded? Is the foundation your kind of funding arm of the Educational Council?
Well, since I've come here, we've turned to the foundation and are rebuilding this to be a much more effective fundraiser and, much more importantly, friend raiser to help
right.
us and come out and collaborate.
And I noticed you said that before. So what do you mean by friend raiser?
Well,
I really like that term.
I think the assumption that you can approach people for fiscal support without having first established a relationship is, it just doesn't work.
Right.
I've learned that, and I think most people have who run organizations who have to go out to the public. And so I think our strategy has always been to friend raise first, to develop a relationship, to let people see what it is that we do. And then, in the appropriate way, in the appropriate time, you will ask for their support. But basically, the Ed Council administration is funded by dues from the 16 districts, annual dues that mm-hmm. they pay. And that's been that way since, again, 1986. But then all of our programs are self-supporting. They either have to be self-supporting through fees, through grants, and we do a lot of work in terms of continually looking for funding opportunities. And then finally, the foundation and its own campaigning for donors and so forth that we've just begun in earnest over the last year and a half. So it's fees, grants, and resources, resource development.
Right. Now, I know that you would like to increase participation and awareness of the Ed Council, especially with the Columbus City Schools, because we are the largest district in this county. But just like in any organization, I think that members tend to, during certain periods of time, be very proactive and really be a part of leadership. And other times, they tend to recede a little bit because of other issues that may be coming up. So my understanding is you would like to get the Columbus City Schools even more involved than they have perhaps have been in the past.
Well, absolutely. The Columbus City Schools was the central member, certainly a founding member of the Educational Council. And back in the day when you and I were in schools, I remember the Ed Council.
Sure,
and its involvement in Columbus schools. And for a lot host of different reasons over the years, some of that participation has waned. And I have made it very clear to the superintendent, to administrators, and to Columbus City School people in general that I have a real interest in helping reengage Columbus City Schools with the council. And I'll give some examples as we move ahead.
Sure. Okay, John. Well, thank you for bringing that out. And I know that because you have these close ties to Columbus City Schools, that you are certainly the individual who can make the various members in the Columbus City Schools, the various administrators aware of how much the Ed Council can do for the students of this district. Well, now, John, you know, before we started talking, you know me, I went and I looked at your website, I looked at your brochure, and I can see the council is supportive in many different areas, and some of them certainly are academic, and some of them have to do with just regular life support services. But let's talk about a couple of these, beginning with Kids Connect. I know that there are so many after-school programs in Central Ohio. I've had other individuals on this program from Columbus City Schools who talk about their after-school programs. What makes Kids Connect unique?
Well, I'll have to be honest. I don't think Kids Connect is truly unique. It is, like you acknowledged, an after-school program, and we have a plethora of those throughout the Franklin County District. Where I think we narrow ourselves and maybe pull away from most is that we have a special focus on middle school. Much of the after-school programs in Franklin County are for preschool kids through the infant range, elementary schools, and so forth. But from its beginning about 10 years ago, Kids Connect is not exclusively, but has a real middle school emphasis. So we're in 7 schools in 4 districts. Including Columbus City Schools this year for the first time.
Great.
We're happy with that. And we are in 3 elementary schools in Columbus. But in our other locations, Canal Winchester, Hamilton, and Whitehall, we serve middle school students.
And so tell me a little bit about Kids Connect. I understand that you have a service learning component. And I would think that would, in particular, be appealing to middle school students.
It is. Actually, the 3 components of Kids Connect are academic assistance, daily academic assistance, daily work with social, emotional skills, working collaboratively and getting along with others, and as you acknowledge, service learning. The program goal in service learning basically provides an opportunity for students to have a voice. When you think about students sometimes being very passive, service learning gives an opportunity for students to, and there's 4 components. Number 1, a student voice. Number 2, a curriculum that urges students and gives them the tools to identify issues in their community. Number 3, a chance to reflect on the needs in their community. And then number 4, meaningful service. To
doing
actually
something
put,
about it.
Put a project together in their community and follow through on it. And we're having our showcases this week, in fact, in all of our schools to demonstrate what kids are able to do with the service learning component of this. It's been very successful, and I'm sure it'll continue to be the hallmark of Kids Connect.
Wow. Well, that sounds pretty exciting. And going along with after-school programs, let's talk a little bit about after-school counts. Now, my understanding is that this is a professional development program for those individuals who provide after-school programs for children. And I have to tell you, John, that I certainly have read the newspaper and seen the stories about some after-school programs that were mismanaged or that didn't have the focus that they were expected to have. And sometimes I think it just comes down to people are not perhaps trained well enough in some cases, to provide a quality program. So tell me about some of the recent training topics for after-school counts.
After-school counts really started as part of our Kids Connect program.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to just go back for a second. I'd be remiss without mentioning the names of the people who really make the Ed Council. Lindsay Western and Darlene Scheid are the two staff members who run the Kids Connect program. And we are blessed to have Sheila James, who runs our after-school counts program. Sheila has put together for several years the OTAGS conference, an Off to the Great Start conference. And this is held annually in August, one of the largest in the state. And we had last year over 300 participants who came to a two-day conference that looked at a number of topics. I'll just give you some examples. STEM in after school. That's obviously hot topic all around. And STEM in after school is something that Sheila and the After School Pounce program disseminate a statewide curriculum called SciGirls. It's a state. It's a national curriculum, and we are the purveyor of that throughout Ohio.
You know, John, I'm going to stop you for one second.
Sure.
Because you and I and everybody in education is so familiar with STEM, and a lot of the listening public are as well. But there's a lot of people who have seen this acronym, and they don't always realize it stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So the focus in STEM programs is on those particular subject areas. So I'm sorry to interrupt you,
no,
but I really felt like I needed to jump in there with that. Okay,
we do have a lot of alphabet soup programs.
We have so much.
I appreciate you making that clear. Just one last piece about STEM. We are also part of the National Partnership for After School Science, and we disseminate curriculum to other after school programs throughout the state for that. So Sheila has done a magnificent job over the last couple of years in putting the after school counts program in the center of meaningful, quality professional development for after school providers. None of your listeners, you and I, no one would disagree that top quality teachers are the key to student success in school.
Right.
So why should it be any different for those who provide a significant number of hours with kids after school? So
now,
we see that as a major role for the Ed Council.
It certainly is. And just one last thing about after school counts. You mentioned the conference that was sponsored and you had 300 participants. Now, was this open to just those individuals in Franklin County, or was it open to others?
We actually had people from as far away as Cleveland come, and have had for a number of years throughout the state. We partner with Ohio After School Network, which is a statewide, and so again, we keep our ties with statewide organizations very close to move this along.
Terrific. Well, now, John, and I am speaking with John Farley, who is the CEO of the Educational Council. The Ed Council also focuses on the child's social interactions and the home environment. And one of the programs you do this that actually allows you to do this is through Safe and Supportive Schools. And then you also have several family intervention programs. Now, in reference to Safe and Supportive Schools, often the school is where a student may learn to socially interact. And we all know that sometimes that's a positive thing, and they learn cooperation and so forth, but sometimes it's negative. There's a learning going on that we're not always pleased with, and that's through such behaviors as bullying. So to address this, the Ed Council has sponsored a pilot program at Canal Winchester Middle School last year. And what was your basic target behavior there?
Well, the basic target behavior in the Safe and Supportive Schools program is to look at and to work with harmful student behaviors,
mm-hmm.
and really going to the cause, to the root cause. We talk about social emotional learning for students, and we feel that this is the root, and that's what Rick Reeser, formerly of the Buckeye Ranch, who runs this program in Canal, we're moving into Whitehall and hopefully into some other districts, will be working with as we move down the road. We're very excited about this opportunity.
Wow. And that is something that, in light of the headlines that we see every day about problems in schools, that certainly sounds like a very important program that the Ed Council sponsors. Now, what are some of the family intervention programs you offer? I understand there's one called TIP-T. I think you need to tell me a little bit about that one.
Well, very briefly, the family intervention programs go back as far as the Ed Council. They were there way back in 1986 and have continued. We have three, and I'll mention the one that you mentioned first. It's the health awareness for being independent of tobacco. It's called the Habit Program. And that particular program works with families and with kids who have gotten in trouble with smoking. And it's a workshop, if you will, for parents and kids aimed at getting them to turn around that behavior. That wasn't the first one you mentioned. You did mention Together in Parenting Teens. And this is the TIP-T program. We work with that exclusively right now in Columbus City Schools. And we partner with the Columbus Police and the YMCA to provide assistance for kids who have chronic truancy problems. And so we are trying, again, in both of these programs to work with families. Finally, our high school family workshops work with kids who have substance abuse problems. And Jen Philpott from the Ed Council has done a marvelous job of organizing those programs.
Well, the Ed Council sponsors so many different programs. And as we said at the beginning of this, beginning of Teacher Talk, that we're looking not just at students' academic life, but we're also looking at what's happening in their home life. But now let's look at their academic life, because one of your premier programs is Mosaic, which is a half-day program for Franklin County juniors and seniors. John, we have with us right now Mosaic's program director, and I'm going to ask you to introduce him.
Steve Shapiro has done a marvelous job with the Mosaic program for a number of years. And Steve, I'm glad that you could join both of us today.
Thanks, John. And Sue, I'm happy to be with you.
Well, Steve, could you just say a word or two about Mosaic? And I want our listeners to know that we're going to feature Steve and two of his students on our next Teacher Talk program on Tuesday, January 21st. We're going to talk about Mosaic, and we're going to talk with Steve and his students about what exactly goes on in this unique program. But just give us a very, very brief idea of what we're talking about here.
Sure. Mosaic is a half-day humanities program, and it serves intellectually curious and creative high school juniors and seniors from across Franklin County. So we're bringing kids from all the suburban districts as well as Columbus City Schools together downtown every afternoon for a block scheduled integrated humanities experience.
Wow. And this is such a great opportunity, and it goes right along with the philosophy of the Ed Council of bringing students together from across the district, sharing resources, and certainly being connected. So as I said, Steve will be back on our next Teacher Talk program on Tuesday, January 21st, telling us about Mosaic. John, to wrap it up this evening, if people want to learn more about the Educational Council and the programs it supports, whom should they contact?
Well, obviously, anyone can contact myself or other members of the Ed Council. The best way to do that would be to go on our website, where all of our staff members and all of our contact numbers are listed. If you go on www.edcouncil.org, you can see all of the programs that we talked about today. And I would welcome personal calls or notes from people, and we always respond.
All right, great. That's the Educational Council. That's John Farley. You can find them on the internet, and certainly you can give them a call if you are interested in learning more about these programs, or if you want to be a supporter of the Ed Council, which does so much for the children in Franklin County. I want to thank John Farley, CEO of the Educational Council, for joining me this evening. Don't forget to listen to our next Teacher Talk on January 21st, when we'll learn more about the Mosaic program. This concludes our show. A podcast of this program will soon be available at wcbe.org. I also want to mention that this show was produced with the help of cause intern Rain Maxwell, a Columbus City School student. Please join me on Teacher Talk the first and third Tuesdays of each month. This is Sue Miziak wishing you a good night.